Okay, so we saw yesterday, we began the sugya of Mefaresh, Yotze v'Shayara, the Machlokes, Abaye v'Rava, relating to the issue of Shloshim Yom. The Gemara is going to elaborate on the whole inyan of Shloshim Yom, how we run it out, but basic halacha is that Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag is already a requirement to be involved with the Tzarchei Hachag, and this relates, therefore, to the mitzvah of the Digas Chametz, and Bir Chametz, for somebody who's leaving his home within the window of Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. How exactly does that express itself? In Machlokes Abaye v'Rava, according to Abaye, the halacha of Shloshim Yom is machayev the person to do his bedika and bior before he leaves, only if it's a case of daita lachzor. In that case, according to Abaye, what's the halacha? When is the din of Shloshim Yom chayev you to do bedika or bior? When? What? If it's daita lachzor. If you're daita lachzor, then you have to do your bedika before you go. Because you're going to come back during Pesach. When the zman of bedika is on Leil Yudalit, you're not available to do your bedika. So the halacha Shloshim Yom is mechayev you to do your bedika now before you leave. If it's ein daita lachzor, then there's no halacha to do bedika before you go. Furthermore, according to Abaye, if it's kodim shloshim yom, then even if it's daita lachzor, you don't have to do bedikah. Rava argues on 2 points. Rava says that the halacha of shloshim yom is mechayiv you to do bedikah even if it's ain daita lachzor till after Pesach. Furthermore, says Rava, if it's daita lachzor afim Rosh Hashanah nami, then even if you're leaving well before Purim, you have to do bedika before you leave. So this is the machlokes in terms of the cases. The nikudas ha-machlokes, on both of these counts, we began to speak out yesterday, and we'll see again how it relates now to the sugya, and we'll try to open up the sugya even further. L'chorer, you see, I take for granted, again, someone was pushing back on this, but I would hold my own, even though, again, I can't necessarily prove it to you beyond a shadow of a doubt. But the pashtus, we started with the assumption, the very fact that Abaye only talks about the case where you're leaving within Shloshim Yom, if it's Ein Beit HaLavzor, you're not mechayev to do bedika. If you left after the Shas Achi of Mamish begins, you left on Yudalit, you left after the Leil Yudalit, which is mechayev bedika, even though you're not coming back till after Pesach, you're going far away, Abaye would agree. So what's the difference? What's the pshat in Abaye that tok shloshim yom is mechayev you to do bedika, but only if it's daita lachzor? The answer is because Abaye understands as follows. The shas achiyuv is el yedalit. The window of shloshim yom says that within shloshim yom, you have a chiyuv right now to attend to the chiyuv of later. You have an obligation to mechayim your chiyuv of el yedalit once you're within the window of Shloshim Yom of the Chag. Once the Chiv is mamish chal on you, then you can't absolve yourself by saying, well, I'm not going to be around later on, all Pesach, so I'm not going to eat it, chuli, and so on. So what's Rava arguing about? When Rava says that when it's Shloshim Yom, within Shloshim Yom, even if you're not coming back till afterwards, you're also mechuyev. The answer is because Rava holds this, how it's going to connect to the case of Otsar. Once your chiv is chal on you already, then you can't, just like Abaye agrees, if it's already on your dalit, you can't walk away and say, Maisa, I'm not around, so therefore, no problem, I don't have to do bedika. The Rava holds, within Shloshim Yom, it's ki'il, for you, the chiv is chal right now. For someone who's not around on your dalit, the chiv bedika is. The Tzarchei Achag imposed the chiyuv itself, a bedikas chametz, on you right now within the Shloshim Yom window. That's as far as the issue of Shloshim Yom for Rava. Therefore, no matter whether you're coming back or not coming back, you're mechuyev right now, just like Abaye would agree if you left on your dalit. And then the second nekuda in Rava that he argues on Abaye, this is what we had two possibilities for. If you would leave Rosh Hashanah, But is Daito Avzar? So what did Abaye say? Right now, you know, you have no obligation to mivav b'tzarchi achag. It's well beyond, well before Shloshim Yom. Well, it'll be later, it'll be later. Rabbi says, no, you mechuyev mivim Rosh Hashanah nami. What kind of halacha is that? So there's two possibilities with nafkaminas, as we began to point out yesterday. One possibility is that Rava holds that when Abaya looks at Shloshim Yom from the perspective of you have to mekayim now, yochiv of later, Rava says it's not just Shloshim Yom. You always have an obligation to mekayim whatever chiyuv is coming later on, but you know you're not going to do it later. You have to do it now. This is one way to understand Rava. If you hold that way, we understood possibly then why you could perhaps argue that there's a bracha that involved, because it's a mitzvah, mamash abedikas chametz, you're doing abedikas chametz in Rosh Hashanah. That's why also the Baal Iter could argue that we don't make shachiyanam b'dikas chametz, because it's not miyuchad to one's man, it's not miyuchad to Erev Pesach, not miyuchad to Shloshim Yom, it's any time. What are you doing any time? You're doing b'dikas chametz. The other way to learn Rava, and this is what Rashi says, if we look carefully at the Rashi on a lot of levels, but what Rashi says within Rava is that, wait a second, you're leaving Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be back during Pesach, you're going to encounter the chametz, you're going to violate some problem, you're going to have a problem in front of you, you're going to see the chametz, you're going to have a bayir ra'ah. So what's driving Rava in the Rosh Hashanah Nami by Dr. Lavzer is not the halacha that Abaye says that Shoshim Yom Yimuchiv to Mekayim your chiyuv of later, it's that you can't rest well at night. You have to be mesrachik min ha'aveira. There's going to be a potential problem here. You have to be proactive and understand that I don't want to let myself be in that situation later on. Rashi's concern is this. The concern, the oraisa of Bar Yiroa, sounds like until that point, it's not going to be a problem. We'll have to figure out why. But Rashi's take on Rava is that the halacha Rosh Hashanah Nami by Daita Lachzer is not a halacha of a mitzvah b'digas chametz yemekayim now. It's a way to avoid a problem that would come later. This is the way we learned up yesterday. We had a bit of another Rashi that we brought into this, that we ended yesterday with, the Rashi of Chazayim. Just thinking of Chazayim over quickly, then we'll go right into the sugya further. The Rashi brings this halacha of Shloshim Yom in connection to the Gemara Daf of Zayin, when the Chachamim, who argue Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Ein Bi Chametz El Esreifa, and the argument that they made to Rabbi Yehuda is that according to you, who holds Sreifa Dafka, you can have a, and you want it off, no sir, there's a kula that could emerge from this. Person doesn't have wood, he can't fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu B'Sreifa, then Yoshe Bato, you can do nothing, you have nothing to do. Hard to imagine you're going to make a lima that's going to be a kula. So first of all, so Rashi asked the question. So Rashi l'shitaso in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis learns pshat in the braisa there that limits Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of sreifa shelo b'shas biyuro, but b'shas biyuro hashbasas b'chol davar. What do those terms mean? Machokes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi learns shelo b'shas biyuro means before you get to chatzos. That's when Rabbi Yehuda says Sreifa. But Mishas Biro, Rashi learns, means at Chatzos, then you could even do Hashbasa B'chol Davar. Rashi therefore raises a question, what's the Gemara saying? What's the Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda? That you have a Kula, he has no Eitzim, he'll be Yoshe Bato. He won't have, what do you mean? He'll simply wait for the point where he, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees you can do Hashbasa B'chol Davar. So Rashi answers his question by saying, but here's the point of the Gemara. Because the nafkamina would be, if you have a situation like a Gemara, a person is about to go on a long journey, Rashi says, betoch shloshim, and the halacha is okel kavayer, Rashi says, shayara, or whatever other cases could be in our Gemara. Here's a Rashash, Rashi talks about cases of our Gemara. And then, you're not going to be able to wait for the, do it b'hashbasa b'chol davar at the time of Chatzos. And here you're going to have the problem that without Eitzim, you have nothing to do. That's the Gemara, that's Pshat. The Rashi puts that case into the Gemara. So the first thing you notice in this Rashi, therefore, is something interesting about the whole halacha of our Gemara of Shoshim Yom Kod Machag. It's a Din D'oraisa. We're not a Din D'oraisa, then what's the argument against Rabbi Yehuda's limud of Nosar? I mean, there's no connection. The problem is that the limud D'oraisa has a kula bin D'oraisa. The Din is some other halacha, nothing to do with arguing Rabbi Yehuda. So obviously, Rashi sees this halacha as a deraisa. That's obviously the first chiddush in Rashi. But what may also be glean from Rashi, although maybe not muchrach because the diuk is not earth-shattering, but the diuk would be as follows. Why did Rashi pick the case of Shloshim Yom? Rashi could have said, based on our Gemara, Lefi Rava, if you're leaving, whenever you're leaving, Rosh Hashanah too, and you're dayt l'achzer. But l'maisa, you're not going to be around at the time of Chatzos of Erev Pesach. Therefore, you're not going to be able to do your Hashbasa b'chol davar then. And now you have no word. You're not going to be able to do your Serefa either. So whatever Rashi has to pick a Shloshim Yom. So it's not a terrible deal, because Rashi could have said it, because Rashi wants to make a gold coin to everybody. But we can say even better. Why did Rashi pick Shloshim Yom? Because according to Rava, if the halacha of Kodim Shloshim Yom, V'dayta Lachzar, is not a halacha of the Mekayim Yom Mitzvahs V'digas Chametz, it's just a halacha that you have to figure out a way not to be, have a problem later on of an Avera. So if that's all it is, then even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Mitzvah is Tzreifa, but if all you have to do is find a way not to have a problem later on, Rabbi Yehuda will certainly agree you can do whatever it takes. You don't have to look for the mitzvah's tashbisa. You're not doing tashbisa. You're just trying to figure it out, not to be doing that very later on. So then, of course, you could do whatever it takes to get rid of the chametz. So the kasha was, what are you going to do? You have no etzim. You have nothing to do. Yoshev batel. That's only if the issue is that you have to do tashbisa now. That's only within shloshim. Where the pshat is that you mekayim your mitzvah, because halos achiyah according to Rava starts according to Abaye, you mekayim the mitzvah later on. But to talk about kodim shloshim v'dayt alavzar, that would never be a kasha in Rav Yehuda, because of course you could do, but you'd agree you could do anything. It's not a, it's not a problem. It's not a mitzvah. It's just to avoid avera. Question? Yeah.
Can you clarify that how we understand it? So
yeah, because the Rav Chaim making an argument on the logic of Rabbi Yehuda's limud. He learned out from Nosar that the din of Tashbisa was Sreifa. Chaim said, your limud is going to lead to a kula. So you can't have a limud deraisa that's going to lead to a kula. The kula is going to be in the situation of a person who doesn't have wood to do his bir chametz. In fact, Rashi, what's the kasha? But since Rashi himself holds Rabbi Yehuda agrees, you can do hashbasa bichol davar at chatzos. So wait till chatzos, you can still do your mitzvah. Rashi says the Gemara will mean the nafkamina will be in the case of shloshim yom. So you're not going to be around at chatzos. You're talking about the mitzvah tashbisu within shloshim yom, and you're going away. So Rashi obviously learns it's din d'oraisa. That's why the argument was made to Rabbi Yehuda that your lima d'oraisa brings a kula d'oraisa. What we're adding on top of that is that Rashi picks Shloshim Yom B'dafka, because as we see in our Rashi, Meduyik, that the point of Rava's argument of Rosh Hashanah Nami is because you're going to come up with a problem later on. You have to figure out that you don't want to come into problems later on. Not a din of B'dikas Chametz, not a kiyum mitzvah tashbisa. So therefore, in that regard, Rabbi Yehuda would not require Sreifa any more than anything else. The issue of Sreifa is that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Sreifa for Rabbi Yehuda. If it's only about avoiding not to have a problem later on, it's only if you don't have your chametz later, you don't have your chametz, you're fine. So again, it's going to go well with the Rashi here. Just once we're on this, just give you a ha'ara again, just on the side. I don't have a teretz, but I just, you know, you're learning the keys, many of you, so I'm just going to give you a maramaka. Maybe you think of something to say on it. The stumble you learned chaval from Bay's beginning of the second parak, there's a Rashi over there. Dibur ha'maschil shloshim yom. The top of chaval from Bay's. The Tana of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, it has to do with Bishama Bishilel, that Bishama has a shita that a person cannot sell chametz before Pesach that will not be depleted. It's going to still be around at Pesach, even though Maisi you sold your chametz, it's not yours anymore. But it's still going to be around. You have a chiv to mevayer the chametz that you know you have to make sure that chametz shall not exist on Pesach. He still disagrees. He says, Maisa, it's not yet aser. Bahana, sell it to a guy, and the guy can hold on to it as long as he wants. Yehuda ben Beseira says the following: if you have kutach, which is a porridge that takes a long time to eat, it doesn't, you don't need dip in it. It's a dip. It's not like you eat it right away at once. So then you're not going to sell it shloshim yom kodem pesach. So there's a lot of ways to learn pshat, but this kasha specifically is what Rashi says. Rashi's pshat in that statement is as follows. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, says Rashi, the Mesera holds like Bishama, that if you have chametz that will still be around on Pesach, you can't just pass it on to a guy if it's going to be around on Pesach. So why does he say Shloshim Yom? Rashi says, "Ze eino nechal maher she eino ochno so el matbilin." V'hani shloshim yom mishal shachal olav chovas bir mishesholim b'hilchas haPesach. So Rashi says that this halacha is predicated on the din of shloshim yom. So what does Rashi seem to be saying? Pshat in the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that it's chal of chovas bir. And therefore, your halacha is to mivar the chametz. You can't pass it on to a guy. Now, who holds that shloshim yom makes chovas bir? The hasbara that we're doing in our sugya. Who understands shloshim yom that way? Rava. But Abaya holds that no, it's not chal yet chovas bir. But haraya, if it's ain't dait the lavzer, you don't have to be mivar the chametz. It's halacha, the kind of mitzvah that you'll have later on. But it's not chovas bir. It's not chal yet. This is a brisa. This is a tana. Rashi learning pshan the tana. Predicate on Shloshim Yom, this is Shloshim Yom of Rav, not Shloshim of Avai. I just stumbled on this Ha'ara. I don't know exactly how to answer it. I just thought of, share with you. Rashi, again, there are other ways to learn the words of the Reader Ben Beseira. Rashi's Pshat, connecting entire Sugya, seems to go well with Rav and not with Avai. Okay, yeah, question.
No. Why is Avai not Shloshim Yom?
So that's a good point. In other words, what happened to that svar? Rava's taina is very strong. Seems to be a strong taina. So Abaye would hold. There are others. You could add things to the mix. You could say Abaye says maybe you'll remember Duvito sometimes before that. You could say like that. I'm not sure if you need to say it. And then there comes another Nakuda. Abaye says, you won't forget. Get the bitl. Rabbi says you might forget the bitl. No, Rashi, there is no bitl, but if you do bitl, you won't have your daraisa. Rashi is saying Rashi, yeah, because the point is Rashi is assuming you're not doing bitl, but maybe Abaye holds you could remember to do bitl. I'm not saying you want to put that into Abaye, you could, but I don't think so. I think it's simple. Abaye says, we'll look at things right now. Right now, there's no chiyuv, there's no window now that tell you to be mekayim the chiyuv of later. What will be later? Will be later. Later, you're not around. You're not on this. So,
isn't it the second derech within Rava also?
No, Rava says that you have to be misrachik menachet. You have to do something, whatever it takes to do that. You won't have an aver later on.
Yeah, but in Rava, there's no chiyuv either.
No. But there's this halacha that you have to be sensitive to what could be later on. Yeah.
What's the problem with Rashi just holding like saying I like Rava?
No, it's a tana. That's a tana of a rice. So the tana of rice, he holds a bishamai, fine. We don't hold a bishamai. But meanwhile, if you hold a bishamai, so the halacha is shloshim yom, kutach, you can't say kutach shloshim yom. And before that, yes. Why shloshim? Now it's chovas bir now. That's chovas bir. That's about. Okay, so that seems to be Rashi Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana there, Yidin Seira, seems to be Rava's understanding of Shloshim. That's a question. I don't have a chance to see if anyone asks it, but Chayre, that's a Ha'ar. Okay, now let's go to the Gemara's connection to the case of Otsa. Now, again, the common link here with Rava Lishitas, so after Rava Tamei, and again, presumably Abaya, therefore, will fall Lishitas so as well. Is a situation of a person who brings tefuah into his home. Now, what will be Pesach when you have chametz covered by tefuah? So that reality, that situation, as is, Rashi says, is the din of mapolis. That's what we're going to have to examine. The din of mapolis of Lamed Aleph and the Beis. Mapolis Harel Kimavur. Harel Kimavur means that there's no halacha that you have to destroy it. It's as if it's destroyed. Exactly what's that about? We'll see. We'll have to get to that. But that's Mapolis. The case of Otsar, that you put Tvur, you have Tvur covering the chametz, that's Mapolis. Okay. So now, when would you have to get rid of the chametz before making an otzer on top of the chametz? So Rava says there's two variables. There's the question of the time and the question of whether the possibility will exist on Pesach, your intention to clear it away. Says Rava, if it's Kodim Shloshim Yom, so first issue of Shloshim Yom is Kodim Shloshim Yom, Seder, don't do the Sfer Chametz, because when it comes to Maisa, there'll be Mapolis. I mean, comes this man of Bir Chametz, Ein Tzarech Havay. And now, nothing has been chal on you. There's no chiv yet. Shloshim Yom is when the chiv of Bir Chametz begins. So therefore, Kodim Shloshim Ein Zalka Gavay. Toch Shloshim Zalka Gavay. Why? Rashi says, because the chatchil goes El Biro. You have mitzvah Biro. You can't just get around the mitzvah by setting up a situation where Lamai said there won't be a need for Biro. You have a lot to do Biro Chametz. That's this man of Biro Chametz. That's Rav Lishitasa with before, with Yotzi Lishayar. This man, Hachiv, has already started for you. L'chatchil goes El Biro. And the other point is, and even this case of Kodem Shloshim Yom, that it's not yet the Zman of Bir Chametz, but if it's Daito L'Farnoso, then the same way Rabbi holds Ba'yotzi B'Shayarim Rosh Hashanah Nami, that it's going to come on Isa, you're going to potentially have a Ba'yirah, so here too. You're going to have a situation where if it gets uncovered and your intention is to uncover it, then you're going to encounter an issue. So you have to be recognized that there might be an Isser coming here, and you have to do the beer before as well. So those are exactly the two things that line up. The case of Yotzi B'Shayara, that within Shloshim Yom, no matter whether Daita Lachzor and Daita Lachzor, the Chiv is Chal already on you. Therefore, you have to do your Bir Chametz, your B'dikas Chametz now. And if it's before Shloshim and it's Daita Lachzor, you also have to do it for the reason we said. And so too over here, where you have an Otzer situation, which when it comes to Maisa, there'll be no obligation because it's Kimivor. But the question is, what about now? If your chiv is Michal already within Shloshim, that even if it's Ein Daito Lefanoso, so it's going to come Maisa later on, you won't have a chiv, right? But Maisa, your chiv is right now. You have a chiv, it's Los El Biuro. You can't do Bir by doing that. You have to do Bir Chametz. And if it's before and it's Daito Fanoso, again, you have to be sensitive to the fact that it's going to come later. That's how it lines up. And Abaye would disagree in both camps. Abaye would say that the din of Shloshim Yom is not that the chiv is Mechal already. The chiv is not Chal till later. But you have a halacha to Mekayin your mitzvah later on. That's within Shloshim Yom, only if it's going to be Nogea. So now we have to understand, both by the case of Mapolis, and then back to the case of Otsar, and then back to the case of Yotzi B'Shayara. The common question in each of these cases has to be the following. Now that we have the outline, Abaye V'Rava, but what we have is an assumption that the time of the Chiv of Leil Yadalid, there'd be no obligation. You'd be off the hook. But sometime before that, you still have to be set. You might have to do the halacha anyway. Why? Maybe because the chiv is chal already. Maybe because you have to mekayim the mitzvah later on. And maybe because you have to recognize there'll be a potential problem where that could result later on. If you find the gal, if you end up coming back, that's the tukmuf nesh, that's kod, that's daito lachzor, that's daito lefanos. But if not, when it comes that time, for itself, it's okay, right? So each of these two cases has to be looked at in its own terms. Why is that? The most difficult one, not the crack, so to speak, which maybe we're going to be for last, is our case, how we started, Yotzi L'Shayara. And that's why all the Rishonim were on top of Rashi, because Rashi seems to say that there is no problem until you get home and you see the chametz. But how could that be? Chametz is in your rishus. It's the chol gvulcha. And we shown him, therefore, learned the Ran, we said yesterday, the Ran and other Rishonim, they say that the point is that you have bittul here. But even though the din is, even though you did bittul, the chum required bedika. But that bedika, that halacha midrabana bedika, that's only because of a reason of Shema Yavu L'Ochlo, as we saw in Daf Beis Amud Aleph with Tosfos. And since you're not around, the Shema Yavu L'Ochlo is not really relevant. Therefore, in the case we're not around, there is no halacha, the chum would not be matzvich a bedika. But here you have new variables. Maybe the chib was chal already, maybe you can come back and so on. But as far as the derisa is concerned, we've already taken care of it one simple way. There was bid. And that would be one way to go through the sugya. And if you want, we'll see. Maybe that's one way to think about mapolis. And so that's one halach. Now, Rashi doesn't learn that way. If Rashi's going to need the hesber, be it the mashal, be it the mashal, we'll have to see carefully. One thing I can tell you, though, why Rashi didn't say the answer of bittel, I think is simple. Because that halach is predicated on understanding the bedikas chametz in the approach of Tosfos, which is that midarai submit about masagi, and therefore there's no bayirah to worry about, and it's a new issue. That is shema yavul ochel. It's a whole different way. And then we could talk about the situation of Yotzei Shayara, because he's not going to be around and so on. He might come back. He won't come back. He won't come back. It's a whole different way. But according to Rashi, it's not so. According to Rashi, the issue, the halacha b'dikas chametz, is really the same issue as what bittul is coming to solve. Midaraisa b'bittul ba'al masagi, but midrabanan b'bittul ba'al malosagi. The Ran has different possibilities. We said maybe you're not going to have kavana b'lev shalein, whatever it is, but the bottom line is the Ba'al Yira is still here. So the advantage of the case of Yotzei Shayara is solving Ba'al Yira one way or the other. How? With a Sava Doraisa, that we still have to figure out. But for Rashi, this new approach that Bittul took care of what it had to take care of, and we have only a Drabanan, it doesn't go for Rashi. And therefore, Rashi has to talk about when you come back, then there'll be a Ba'al Yira. And the Ba'al Yira Rashi is talking about a Doraisa. And why wasn't there a problem until now? We have to figure out. But that's the hardest part. Let's try Minakala Akavit, all right? Let's go to Otsar, and then we'll first go to Mapolis. In other words, what's going on by Otsar? Again, comes the Maisa, the Tvua is covering the Chametz, so there really should be no halacha to do Bir Chametz at that point. But if you're within the window that the Chi of Bir is already Chal, then that's not the way to do Bir Chametz. That's the halacha of Rav of Shloshim Yom. And if you're Kodim Shloshim Yom and it's Daito, if I know so, then point is you're going to have a problem later on. Why is there no problem with the Tvua covering the chametz? So that takes us now to the other case, Mapolis. We're going to start with Mapolis, then we'll go to Otsar, and then, time permitting, today, tomorrow, we'll have to go back and figure out what is the halacha of Yotzei Shayar. But that's kind of where we have to figure out how we have to work backwards. What is the halacha of Mapolis? Why is there inherently a Tvua in that situation? And that Otsar is a similar case like that. And then we can talk from there about the Shloshim Yom, saying, well, we can't just walk away from the situation. You already have a chiyuv on you. Lozel biura. But what is Mapolis? Why is, in fact, chametz that's covered over by stones or by tvua in the case of Otsar, why is that not requiring you to do bir chametz? The chametz is in your possession. I don't know if you have questions yet. We still have to discuss it. But yeah, go.
It's on the point on Rashi.
Go ahead, yeah. Rashi couldn't go the route of yeah, go ahead, yeah.
If there's a bissel done, wouldn't there still be a rational reason for meeting with the Jesus?
Which reason? Yeah, but I think, see, already, what is Ba'al Yira Drabanan? So then, ready, you see that we're dealing with Ba'al Yira. Okay, so Rashi learns what the issue is by Doraisa. Again, why would it not be Doraisa with, in a situation like this? We'll have to get to that. I'm just thinking why Rashi couldn't have gone the route of the Rishonim, because that works well if Ba'al Yira is taken care of completely with Bittul. And now there's the Din Rabban, the Chum don't feel any reason to have to require Bedika in situations such as this. Yeah, Harry.
To clarify that, meaning if according to Rashi that it's just another layer of Ba'al Yira, that's a bit, yeah, after Bittul, then we wouldn't have all these like chilukim within Rav, like whether or not Daito Lachzor, and it wouldn't.
See, I'll put it in this. I'll put it in these terms. See, this concern of Rava that even Kodim Shloshim Yom, you could potentially return and have a problem. That problem that we're facing is only Daraisa. Were it not to be Daraisa, Rava would not be requiring us to do proactively Bir Chametz from Rosh Hashanah. See, that's not true for the other Rishonim. Again, right. I don't think so. See, that's Mefurash and Rashi, because Rashi is saying you can have a Bayirah. Rashi is obviously assuming that it comes out that the Mamelia talked him without. I think they go together. Rashi didn't want a case to be the case of Bittul. I don't know what came first, but they come together in a certain way. Rashi didn't want the case to be Bittul, because whether to be Bittul, then the problem that's driving Rava to make you do Bedika Bior from Rosh Hashanah would only be a problem to Rabbanan. And what you see in Rashi is not that way. What you see in Rashi is that this halacha is rachek menachet, that we have to therefore remind you on Rosh Hashanah to do what it takes not to have the problem on your head later, is only because it's a daraisa. See, for the other Rishon, that's not true. The daraisa is solved. You know it's talking about Bittul. He did Bittul, he'll do Bittul. And the whole issue, even for Rava, now, it could even be that for Rava, it's not even that. It's a halacha to be Mekayim the mitzvah of later, even from a Shoshana to Mekayim the mitzvah of later. It could also be. For Rashi, you see that it's not about being Mekayim the mitzvah of later. It wouldn't have a bracha. It probably wouldn't do Bittul at the time either. There's no halacha to a Bittul Ges Chametz from a Shoshana. It's a halacha, it's rachet min achet. But what type of a chet for Rashi? Only because it's about Yira D'Oraisa. So for Rashi, goes together. There is no Bittul. And were it to be Bittul, you wouldn't have to, of course, for Rava to say that from Rosh Hashanah you have to be worried about a Darabana. And the Shema Yabal Ochlo is never part of the equation. It's just about Bayirah, be it the Raisa, be it Darabana, be it that you didn't have the right Kavana, and you could still have a Bayirah. So it's all about Bayirah for Rashi. But we still have the mystery. How come Rashi ignore what seems to be an obvious Avera, a Bayirah? Just because, so what does the Rush seem to say? Well, you didn't see it. So you didn't see it. But it's there. Again, we'll have to ultimately try to figure it out. And this is where the Mashal and the Mashal have two different approaches. But again, to be able to get there, let's start with Mapolis. We'll go to Otsar. And we'll go back to the case of Yotzi Lashayar. Yeah.
Can you just clarify why Rashi had you be Bittul and then you got...
Because Gemara says if you have Bittul, then you've taken care of your derais. Then the only reason there's Bidika after Bittul is Drabana. That's clear. The Chachamim said that the Bittul Ba'am, the Gemara says twice. We had already one of them. The Bittul Ba'am, the derais Bidu Musagi. Drabana, Dika Shamas Drabana. So in the context of Bittul, the entire Sugya becomes about the Drabana. But Rashi, first of all, as we said, first of all, Rashi didn't see them as two different issues. It's all about Yirah. And moreover, Rashi saw the problem that Rava was addressing on Miresh Hashanah Nami to be a problem of a Daraisa. Maybe because Rashi feels that you don't have to be proactive to the extent that Rava requires you to be proactive in Miresh Hashanah Nami for a Drabanan Isser, like for a Daraisa Isser. So Rashi didn't want it to be a case of Bittul.
How does he see Rava as having a Daraisa problem?
Rashi says because what's going to happen is, if you're coming back on Pesach, you're going to come back and you'll see the chametz, you'll have a problem, a bayirah. So the point is that the problem is a problem of bayirah deraisa. Okay, what's difficult is why wouldn't it be a problem until now? Just because you're not here, the Ran asked it his way, b'chol gvulcha. That's when the Rishon stepped in and said, we're talking about Bittul. Yeah.
We've already shown that the Bittul only happened in the Shas Bittul in the Dalit. At that moment, right now, when we're talking 30 days before, it is technically a Daraisa.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, we know that this Bittul, according to the Shon.
Of course, the Shon, we're able to say, since in the future, I know I will do Bittul right now.
Yeah, whether the situation is, we assume there was Bittul. So the only issue has to do with the Dinder Rabbanah B'dika Bir. When he did a Bittul, they don't really say, but the case is that there was Bittul. Could say before it could be totally in the question that we had before. If you hold that when you're doing your Bedika Rosh Hashanah, it's a dinner Bedika Shchametz, it's like a Bayis Shul Shem Yom, then I think you would do the Bittul then. If you're just doing it with Rachik Menachet, I don't think you would do the Bittul. Habodek Tzarech Shivatel, it's not Bedika Shchametz, it's just something that you're going to. Let's talk about Mapolis. The Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph on the base says, this is what's quoted by Rashi in the Rishonim, Chametz Shenafal of Mapolis Hareu Kimavur. Those are the words of the Mishnah. So there's a rubble that falls down, doesn't say how much of rubble, fell down on top of Chametz. It's considered like Mavur already. It means you don't have to destroy it, you don't have to do anything. Done. It's as if it was already destroyed. So the Rabbin says it's not a machlokis, he's mefarish the Mishnah, that the shear is, it's the amount that the caliph would not be able to search it out, sniff it, and access the chametz. That's the Mishnah. Comes to Gemara. Now, exactly what's the pshat? Mishnah doesn't say anything. Why harikim avor? What's it based on? Comes up Chizda and says, you should know, Tzarech Shivatel Belibo. There's a requirement of Bittul. What's this coming from? You need to do Bittul. What's up Chizda saying? Where is he coming from? The Gemara goes on, Kamachatis Sakelev, Shlosh Tfachim. The Gemara goes on, and what about this another halacha? This is why the Gemara comes up in Bab Mitzia, that a person who has is a shomer on money, so Engam Shmiro Bekarka, in order to not to be Poshea, he has to be able to have the shmira to the extent that he's not a poshea, means he put it in the karka, then he's not a poshea, then it's secure. The under the mattress equivalent, right? Okay, put in the karka. How much? Is it also three tfachim? The Gemara says no, it's a different standard. Why? Because here, mishum recha, here it's based on the sniffing of the dog, therefore shlosh tfachim would make it that the kelev won't be able to sense that this chametz there. But as far as Shemira of a Pikadon, Mishamich, Slim Eino, as long as no one could see it, so what's cool that it's not visible and it's not easy to show that's Tefach. Okay. That's the Sugya. So many things are unclear. What exactly is the basis for why Harel Kimavur? And then where is Avchizda coming from in requiring Bittul? So the first gut feeling that we'd say without knowing anything, well, Bal Yerua, it's covered. It's not Bal Yerua. What's the problem with that? So very good. Hareo Kimavur, because it's not visible. Now, look at Rashi here. Rashi says less here than above Mitzia, but Rashi here says, what is Rav Chisda saying? Tzarech Shivatel Belibo. So if that's true, then what do you need Bittul? You have no Bal Yerua, it's covered. So what do you need Bittul? It's no Bal Yerua. So Rashi says, what is Rav Chisda saying in Bittul? Shema yifakeach hagal b'moed, b'nimtza over alef. Rashi says, because you might happen, inadvertently, you're going to uncover the rubble, and next thing you know, your chametz is there. So again, reading Rashi, sounds like, so the concern is only relevant when you uncover the rubble, then you'll have a problem. So therefore, we have to recognize that potential could happen. So you do Bittul, and now you know you're good, even if you uncover the rubble. But other than that, there's no need for Bittul. Why? Because it's not Yerua. Okay. Says the Rosh on Rashi, Pirush Rashi, tells the Rosh there, Shema yifakeach hagal b'mod yavah bal yiroah. U'bechinam pirish kein. What does bechinam mean? No. What does bechinam mean? Bechinam pirish kein. Rashi is saying things that were superfluous. In reading Rav Chisda as you need bittul because you might uncover the rubble. It's unnecessary to say that. What do you mean you don't have to say that? In other words, you need bittul for a more fundamental reason. Rashi's saying, a gezeira, more like a Shash, could be that it's going to be uncovered. You uncover it. What do you have to say then? Say better. What's better? So he says, Machina means because you might uncover. Let's say you don't uncover it. So it's sitting under the rubble. Over all of you might say, Shri Tamunhu Bishusa. What's he referring to? What is sir? That we saw in the Hammer days, Namid earlier. Baal Yatmin. We have a pasuk by Yirah, we have another pasuk. Baal Yimotse. And that was what the Brice on Hammer Base spells out for us. Looking at Lo Yirah, I would say, Yachol Yatmin. Talmud Loma Lo Yimotse. You can't ignore the Lo Yimotse. Yachol Yatmin. If it's buried, it's not Lo Yirah. But no, Baal Yimotse tells me that's usher if it's Talmud also. So what Rashi is asking in Rashi is, what is he saying for Rav Chisda? Because you got to uncover it, then it's going to be a problem. And therefore you need bittul, because of that eventuality, that potential, that it could happen. Even if you're not a fakeach, being under the rubble doesn't spare you the issur. It's still talmud. So what the Rashi is implying, therefore, is what pshan Rav Chisda, therefore, what pshan Rav Chisda? So why does Rav Chisda say, so what's the inference of the Tosef Rashi? It's more unfortunate than a smack, but it's not the Tosef Rashi saying it too. So what's the reason for it? What's the reason? Because if not for the bittul, then you'll have a bayat. This is a deraisa. This is the bittul deraisa. Rashi's making the bittul drabona. You might be mefakeach. Other than that, mideraisa, you're good. But what will be if mefakeach is a gal? What if you uncover it? Bechina pirish kain. What do you need the bittul? You need the bittul because otherwise it's bayat. And so Rav Chisda says, obviously you have to have bittul. So what comes out according to this pshat? So what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? Real kemavur. That what doesn't need to happen. So midaraisa, you're good. But wait a second. But bittul generally is not enough. What do you need besides bittul generally? Midrabanan. What do you need? Bidiko beer. So that's how kemavur. The chachamim didn't require that. Why? Stomach, tell me a simple reason. Why? Plug in Tos Rush to Tosus Dabez. Why? Why would you need bittul beer if you already did bittul? Why do you need bittul beer if you already did bittul? They come to eat it. It's not going to happen here. It's covered up. So Chacham did not want matriya. So Tircha said, Chacham said, a case like this. The din of bittul. So the case of the Mishnah is a case of bittul. The case is a case of bittul. And all this goes well with Tosis Dabeis, remember, because Tosis Dabeis is the Mishnah's halacha b'digas chametz, is talking about you did bittul, but you still have a lacha, shema yav lacha b'dika. And that's all Mishnais follow that same context, that same construct. There was bittul. There's a dim drabana na b'dika b'yir. Harel kemavur. Says Rav Chisda, don't forget about the bittul. Of course, you have to have bittul. Bittul is because otherwise you have a problem with bayatman, of course. Being Talmud is not going to, it doesn't help. The stone is or Bayat, I'll save him better. And if a person has Talmud, Chametz B'Talmud, what do they violate? What is sir? What is surin? So we had a Mefurish Aran on the Hayyam Ebeis. What did the Ran say? When you have the Xeris Akasav of Bayi Matse, that you can't be Matmin, what does it indicate? Megala and the Bayi Ra, that it's Rab Dafka. Doesn't have to be dafka if it's the galui. That's how the Ran touched it up. So really, you could have two isurim. We saw perhaps in the case of Mishnah, that's a Rambam may be different, that it would be only by Yimatzi, not by Yira. We'll have to see if we can come back to that. But the Ran even said it was love dafka Yira. It comes out that the by Yimatzi is Megalan and by Yira. So we always have to know that just because it's covered, it doesn't help you escape the isurim by Yira by Yimatzi. So Rav Chisda says, yeah, of course, you did bittul. The case is bittul. So says the smack as well. So there comes out, Rav Chisda is basically telling me, touch base with the Doraisa. Let's make sure there's no Doraisa. Now we can understand that the din kemavur is to waive the drabana. This is one way to read the sugya. This is one way to understand Mapolis. Certainly not Rashi. Right? That was Bachina Pirishkin of Rashi. Rashi's saying different. There's another approach, similar perspective in general, but a different taich in Rav Chisda. But the basic framework is the same in terms of that there's a Bayatman issue issue that has to be dealt with. And that's Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz there in Lamed Aleph. B'tzarach she'ivato b'libo, again quoting Rashi first, Pirsha kundis semifakeach hagal, v'nimsa over alav, what is it nimsa over alav, says the Rabbeinu Peretz. In other words, the point is that it's uncovered. That's the simple way that Rashi seems to be saying. The kasha, in fact, the Rabbeinu Peretz, that's the kasha that we saw in the Rashi as well. But then he has another diuk. Oh, kasha, am I not at Belibo? What's this Belibo? If it's Bito always means, Bito is. If we're Shabita, what's this Beliba? So because of that second diok, so Rabbeinu Peretz has a slightly different take on Rav Chisda. He says, basically, you have to deal with the Balyatmin, and you dealt with the Balyatmin. Why? Because for that, you need Bittel. Standard Bittel is the Bittel that we all know about from Davava Medeis, the Bittel to take care of Bayira, Bayimatze, and you had it. Rav Chisda is adding another bittul on top of that. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, interesting pshat. L'cheinir Rabbeinu Menachem Meyuni, del olam mayir shebittul kodim ha-pesach. Kedin, it should be kedin kol mevatrin. In other words, everyone has to do bittul. So you did bittul. And when you did bittul, then you took care of your deraisa, and it's no bayakmin, because it's bittul. It's kafad yar, it's hefker, say bittul is mitam hefker, whatever it is. The imkain leka mishum bayira mishum bayatmin. But what is Rav Chisda saying in Nuhalach? And he called Malcolm Bari Bito Belibo. That's the Duke of Belibo that he's focusing on. She yachshob shalo litlo b'shloi fakeach agal dimasilomeche. So it's just the din of Yavo Ochlo still requires something more than just leaving things as they are. Shema Yavo Ochlo is not going to require you to go take shovels and figure out a way to undo the rubble and get rid of the chametz. You did it, so that basically solves your bayra, you might say. But the Yom Shema Yavo Ochlo requires something more. Because otherwise, you know, what could happen? Maybe you uncover the rubble. Maybe you end up eating the chametz. You'll be desperate, you'll be hungry. Inadvertently, it'll happen. And then you're going to have the chametz in front of you. So you know what? You have to make up your mind. This rubble is not going to be touched. Yevata Beliba. Ki'ilu will put a sign up saying taboo, like sold, whatever. It's mivur. Otherwise, you might. It sounds like you might do it yourself. Yeah. And then you might come to eat it, or you might do it in order to eat it. You don't realize it's Pesach. Therefore, it's a separate halach. I mean, the common denominator, Tosafot Ben Peretz, Tosafot Rashi, is again that there is a Balyatmin inherent in the situation. There's a Balyirah, Balyimatze, just because I'm a polis, so what? The answer is that so according to the Rashi, that's the din of Bittul. That's Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is the Bittul Dorais. And then everything is good. The Chacham didn't require anything more because you have your Bittul and we left it alone at that point. Went to real Peretz. We took care of the Doraisa with Bittul. And on top of that, Rav Chisda says, do a conscious in your mind, Hachlata, I'm not going here, I'm not uncovering. And that tells you that you're not going to come and uncover it and eat it. Okay. But either way, there is otherwise, without Bittul, real Bittul, then you're going to have a problem because it's still here and it's Talmud, but it's still a problem. Yeah.
How does that work? How does that have any substance? How is that any different than...
No, because before it's a bittul in terms of the chametz is kafa da'ara. I understand, but lemaisa the chametz is, you know, this chametz here and you know it's under the rubble, and it could be a person could end up playing with it over Pesach, so you have to like create another safeguard. The chachamim, what you do a bittul belibo. In other words, in your mind, you have to decide I'm not going here. The Chacham just don't want to leave it and say, well, it's under the rubble, you're not going to come to eat it, let it be. We're not going to require you to go uncover the rubble and destroy the chametz, but we want you at least to have make a conscious decision, I'm not going to uncover it. That's how he's bedaiged, the belief of Rav Chisda, so he doesn't want Rav Chisda to be the standard in a bittul. So therefore, that was done anyway. And then you have a separate about the belief, but that's the real parents. But either way, the problem otherwise, a bayatman would exist a raisa without a real bittul. Now we have the Ran. Now the Ran already brings that there is a special drasha. We had this drasha quoted in the Mechilta that was quoted in the Rush in the Sugya of Achrayis. This is a drasha, the Mechilta, on the pasuk that Yimatzi Bevateichem discusses issues of, you know, of bailus, of chametz, of shiloh, and then it mentions yad chametz enough for all of mapolis. It doesn't talk about exact circumstances and how much of a mapolis, but we have this mishnah harokim mevor. So the Ran makes a direct connection to the Mechilta. So let's take a look at the Ran there on Lamed Aleph. Let's see, maybe the Ran on the Rif first. Here, ready. Firstly, I don't know how to square this around. People ask me in the morning. Did the Ran here, the Ran at the beginning of Daf Beis, as far as Bitu requiring the Per Belev, not sure how to put it together, but the Ran brings two Shitas, because there he took for granted that it doesn't have to be Beper, but he says, but you have to say it, you have to articulate it, because Bam should believe. So that's, he brings us, that's the question of what believo means. Do you have to say something, or can it be man mission? But then he says as follows: this din of Chizda, the chimas v'chinan bitul, hanim milim midrabana. So he learns of Chizda's din is drabana. Now, says the Ran, why is it no din d'oraisa to violate Baal Yerad by Matzah here? Because of a drush. Hachi tani b'mechuta, b'hedya. Yatzah chemza shenachwe shu b'shutza she Yisrael, one mute from Bateichem. If it's chemza shenachwe and he's Jewish, not mekabel achrayis. And another mute from Bateichem, v'chameif shenachwe all of mapolis. Api shu b'shutza she Yisrael, v'ena yachol varach. Since it's covered over by a pile of stones, it's a mute. The Torah is night. So midaraisa, there's a special mute. So here, there's a dindra bonat, tzarech shivata. According to this pshat, so there is a way out, midaraisa. There's a special mute. And here the Ran by us also references that as well. When we carry this over to Otsar, but the Ran here in our sugya, did I give you the Ran Chidushim there? I don't remember. I gave you the Ran Chidushim there. Maybe we'll just have a look at the Ran Chidushim there first, okay? Same thing. Okay. My, yeah, came out the same words. Okay. The Ran here. So first he brings a Yerushalmi. This is going to be Nogea from the Mashal, but we'll read it. The Yerushalmi says that we're talking about, you don't know if there's chametz, but vaday, afil mi Rosh Hashanah. So he says that, meaning to say, the Rishami seems to be saying, that when we say, kodem wa Pesach, ein azaka kavayer, if you're not coming back, it's only when you don't know if there's chametz. It's not yadua. But yesham chametz yadua bevaday, then even though you're not coming back over Pesach, that's what the Yishami says. The Eino Nira came, Ufi Gemara Sein. That does not seem correct. The Ran is going on record. This is, keep this in mind for the Mashal and the Mara Mashal for tomorrow. That the Ran wants to say that our Gemara is Mashma, that it's not only when it's a case where you don't know if there's Chametz. You know there's Chametz. Levaya, Ein Zok Levaya means you know it's there. You don't have to destroy it. V'lo Amina Ein Zok Levdok. If it's before 30 days, and it was more than 30 days before Pesach, and you're not going to be back, if ain't died to Lachzor, now listen carefully. The Ran says, this is very interesting language. This is now the first case, the case of Yotzi Bashiyara. Now, what does the Ran mean in this equation? It's very interesting. I'm not going to address it fully now, but just to notice it. The Ran, in the very beginning of the sugya, Yeah, by the case of Yotzir Shayara, already references Mapolis and draws a line. He says, Asa'uhu, how tight is the connection in the Ran? If to put this Ran in context with the other Rans, not to see it for itself. Because what did we see in Chidushi Ran, which maybe the Mashal didn't have? That's why I'm saying it now for you to hear. We saw in the Chidushi Ran, how did he learn the Sugya here of Yotzir B'Shayara? Why is it that if it's Kodim Shloshim Yom and Ein Daita Lavzor, what's the case? The Bittu. You had the Bittu. And so that's why there's no Daraisa. And why is there no Daraisa by Mapolas? The Ran just said in Daf Lamed Aleph. Why? Because it's Eretz HaKos. So what does Ran mean? Asa'u Kham Shinatul of Mapolas? Ma'inyin Shmitei Tar Sinai? Putting together all the Ran, what could the Ran mean? What does the Ran mean? In what sense is it like Mapolas? On what level? Level? Rabbanan. So even with Bittul, there's still Rabbanan issues. Shemiyabal Ocho, whatever. Oh, but the answer is, by Mapolas, they left that alone. They left that alone. They relied on the Bittul alone. Once the Daraisa did its part, now there's still a Dindra Rabbanan, the Bittul, okay, and leave it with that. You don't have to do more than that. You don't have to go take it out and destroy it. And so too over here. And the Ram wants it to be clear, even by Chametz Yadua, even if you know about it. But once it's, once you did your bit, you're not coming back, that's all the Ram maybe means. This is why I think the Mashab may be saying much more than what the Ram said. Whether we want to work that way in Rashi, fine, maybe. For Rashi. But the Ram himself or both say? Understand, what did the Ram say when he says Asa'u? He just meant in a very limited sense, in a limited sense. But the Rabbanan, that they should have to do a Bia Chametz even after Bittul, that's a Asa'u Mapolas. That's what I see in this Ran. I don't see more than that. A second, but now what case is obviously more equivalent in terms of its actual formulation to Mapolas, which is obvious? What case in our Sugya is more tightly connected to Mapolas? The Otsa. Says the Ran, the next Ran. Otsa is based on Otsa. Sheikhnis Sham Tavua, Vitachtel Chametz. So here you have what Rashi says in the Gemara, which is that the case of Otsar is like a case of a Mapolas. Kodim Shoshim Yom Luchal of Cholas Beer Primate Yishaitel Machai Kedaman Lunafel of Mapolas. Tok Shoshim Yom Zakovar, Dilhatril Ozel Beuro. And so that's the case that's obviously akin to Mapolas. But what do we know about Mapolas? We know that so far we have the approach of the Rush and Tosfos Peretz that this is about Bittul Daraisa, maybe on top of that another Bittul Belev. We have the Ran that says that it's a Drush of the Mechilta. And the Drush of the Mechilta itself says that it's less accessible and therefore you don't have to worry about it. With the Daraisa, Draban, you still have to do Bittul. But you don't have to do more than that. What about Rashi? Rashi was still in the dark. What did Rashi say? All right, yeah.
Still within the Ran, like here we notice the difficulty with the Ran. It seems like at first it seemed like he was inconsistent because he's talking about, oh, we did Bittul here, but he's then saying Asuhu, okay, so why do you need both? So that it's a good answer to that, but there's also another part of the Ran, which is the Chidushim by us that's so difficult, which is his he says Ryla Dabar.
Let's take a look. I want your opinion. So let's take a look. I know what you're referring to. It's Kasha and Rashi. It goes to Kasha and Rashi.
Yeah.
He asks, we read it yesterday, how could Rashi say that only when you get back and you see it, then you'll have a problem? How could that be? In a bar, Kol and his uncle Vayer, it must be that there was Bittul. That's the Ran Chidushim. You have to have Bittul here. Because if not for that, Kemeshu B'Shusa B'Pesach, Nimsa over love the cream of Chogvucha. The Raya Ledava, that's what you want. The Raya Ledava, Dame Damina Leilha Osa Besa Otsa. We're comparing the case of a person going on a journey to the case of Otsa, that's how it lines up with Rava. The low Adif Otsa Minafala Mapolis. Now Otsa can't be better than Mapolis. Damina Kamad the Tsar Shivata Belibo. And by Mapolis, you need Bittul. That's from Chizda. And so, obviously, Otsar is going to also be there. And we're comparing Otsar back to the case of Yotzer B'Shayara. So all this means the case is the context of the case is case of it. In Cain, right? So therefore, the case was that the whole concern about sugya in the beginning is about a drabbanon level. As it goes on, el kach roi loma the kodim shloshim yom lo eskiku chachamim levayer. If it's before 30 days and you're not coming back, then the chum don't require biur ubibito desagi midaraisa sagile. So that's exactly his tainan Rashi. He says mapolas needs bito Rav Chisda. Mapolas works because of xeris akasif. Fine, but meanwhile you need bito. And now you have otsar, which is compared to mapolas. So obviously you need bito. And this is compared to otsar. So the case of the whole sugya is told with bito, and the whole issue is a drabbanan.
But he's saying Raya Ledavar that here, what are you saying?
That the case of the beginning of the sugya, we took care that the sugya is discussing only the issues of Ein Zaku Levar on drabbanan level. The Daraisa we took care of because of bito. That's what he's proving. He's proving that the Raisa we got rid of because we got, and Rashi is of course the Pella. This is where we have to come back to the Mashal and the Mashal with. But we're still holding with Mapolas with Rashi. And the question that we have to again face head on is what happened? What's the most obvious kasha to ask on Rashi on the case of Mapolas itself? Before we get to Otsar, just Mapolas, what's the obvious kasha we have to directly address? No? What kasha? Seven, not all at once. What's the obvious kasha? Let's say two words. Baal Yatmin. Baal Yatmin. Right? Okay, so let's see. There's a Rashi Bamitsia. How did Rashi understand Mapolas? Before they get to Baal Yatmin, what exactly is Mapolas all about? Hareo Kimavor, what's Rav Chisda coming with? Technical din. Shemei Fakeach Agal, okay, do bitl. Midaraisa, everything's good. Rashi doesn't bring a drasha in Mechota. Just Derech Agav, you should know, the Ben Dovid and the Rabbanin earlier, they have another possibility of Mechota. Rabbanin Chumash also mentions it. It's like a whole separate, not even Mapolas of our Mishnah. It's a whole different Mapolas case. A mamish, a total collapsing. More than the three tefachim of our Gemara, the Ramban Chumash and the pasuk here brings the lashon as follows. On the pasuk there, bevatechem umotzi nami chumis nafu mapolas gedola she'ein biyado fakeh chagal v'hu avod mimenu umikol adam shehu muter do karin beishalcha. Interesting, a whole new thought. The Ramban here in Chidushim says it's like a gal shel achan. You know, they stoned achan. Like, it's a whole different gather of mapolas. It's not the mapolas of the Mishnah. Then, of course, Rav Chisda could be a doraisa in the case of the Mishnah's mapolas. The Ran, on the other hand, sees the drush of the Mechulta as mapolas to be synonymous with the mapolas of the Mishnah of Gimel Tzvachim. And then the dinner is only drabana because midaraisa you have a miyud already. So that seems to be a question of how, what specifically is the case of mapolas that the Mechulta was using. Rashi, the Rabbeinu Peretz, or Tosafot Rashi don't mention anything about the Mechulta. And then they go straight out and they say, what happened to Baal Yatmin? What's Pshat in Rashi? So Rashi here, and Lamed Aleph doesn't say very much, but Rashi Bamitshia says a little bit more. And it's pretty clear that Rashi, again, before the Baal Yatmin, just the Pasha, what does it mean? What's the heter of Mapolas? With the Gemara there, the parallel Sugya, because of the issue of Shemira. So the Gemara brings in the Mishnah here on Lamed Aleph and Pesachim. There's two Rashi's there. So one Rashi, I think I gave you the one by Maskel, the second one should have been a Kel Recha, Mishim Recha. But anyway, Hareo Kimavur, quoting the Mishnah, Hareo Kimavur, but ain't Sarach Levaro. The Mishnah, the words Hareo Kimavur. Rashi didn't say anything in Psachim on it. Rashi in Bamitsia, when the Mishnah is quoted, the ain't Sarach Levaro. The Ein Kan Ol Baal Yerah. The Ein Kan Ol Baal Yerah. So Rashi says what he had to say. No Mechota, no Drasha. Why no Doraisa? Rashi says, because once it's covered, Ein Kan Ol Baal Yerah. There's one more Rashi, the Rashi Mishum Recha. So the Gemara says, and why when it comes to Tzachim, it's three Tzachim, not one Tefach? Mishum Recha. Shakela miriach the chofis achava. The dog is going to sniff and seek it out. Varehu motzio v'nira. Wow. So Rashi is all about nira. Meduik in Rashi b'metzia, that the issue of mapolis is about the fact it's not nira. So what does it mean when it's less than three tfachim? So what does he mean? It can become nira. So Mestama Rashi doesn't mean, and only then will be a bayira. It could be Rashi means that since the possibility is ever present of the kel of sniffing it out, bring it out, that's bayira too. I would argue that Rashi doesn't just mean it will become a yira. Okay, yesh ladun, exactly. But the point is that if it's beyond chafisa sarkalev, it's not nira. It's not bayira. So that's as far as Bayira is concerned. That's what Rashi spoke about. The Rashi is totally based. Rashi is totally leaving out the Bayat. And what's the Peshat? So first we have something in Rashi to work with. Rashi is saying, the Vort of Mapolis is, it's not Yira. Right? Rashi is very clear about Mitzvah, what's going on. Nevor, Hamkinvor, Midoraisa, not, it's not Bayira. And why is it, if it's less than three tefachim, it becomes near it. Then it's called Bayira. The Kelev is going to take it out. What's a Payatman? There's a Taz, so it's the quality of Manimish Tabura. This is the contrast, the foil to the smack that we saw in the Tosef Rush that says, why does a Chizdus say you need to do Bito? Because of Bayatman. That's what the Rush is implying. That's what the smack says. And the Taz says, no, when it's brought here, Mevatlo Belibo Vidayo, so he quotes the smack in Sivkat and Ches. Besmak Kasav, the Sarah Vatlo Mishum Balyatman. Mashma, a few beinir shaloyfa keachagal ben moed. I will Vatlo, the Imlokin over Mishum Balyatman, the Hainu Isra Balyatman, even if it's Matman and Acher. Pesach, he's not going to be around, but that's Balyatman. So why do you need to do Bito? Says the smak, because Balyatman. The Rashi lo svira lekein, says the Taz, he dresses the Balyatmanish. Kevan shehu eno matmin biyadayim eno over bezah. I want to be masbid this Taz a little bit. But these are the words of the Taz. And Mishnah Berurah quotes this as well in Taf Lamed Gimel. When it says there, Mevatlo Belibo, says the Mishnah Berurah, starts with the Taz. Bito midrabanan shemifakech agal, avo midaraisa in over cloud the dafka ladin biyadayim osu midaraisa, avo hacha kimin shenafla nemela nafla vagali adds ino over. The yeshomim the midaraisa mechoy bevatlo because it's also about mat. It's also called bayat. And what is the part that the Taz is saying? The Mishnah Berurah adds a few words. Nemela nafla vagal. Bal Yatmin, what are the words? Bal Yatmin means if you are Matmin. You are Matmin. Here, Nafla Olav Mapolis. Interesting. When the Braisa quotes Bal Yatmin earlier, there's a Shai and the Gerson Rashi, but take a look, take a peek at Hermi Beis, the Rashi on Bal Yatmin. What's the lesson of Rashi that you have? No? Yachol, right? What is the Rashi? Yachol Yatmin, right? So read the Rashi. With, no, Ari, read the Rashi. Yachol? Yachol Nilmod Mimikra Zeh. Diva Mashka Yachol. Hena Beis. On the word, Diva Mashka Yachol. Yachol Nilmod, on the Kabbalah, Yachol Yatmin. Yachol Nilmod Mimikra Zeh. Yatmin es shelo biyad shelo yiren v'daya. So why did I say shelo in the girsa? The girsa of biyad is mamish betaz. No, yatmin means when you are mad. Why is it so simple? What do they change the two? Kidei. They just switch the letters a little bit. Yeah, and it's bases a chaf not. Yatmin shelo biyad shelo yiren. Kidei shelo yiren. Okay, but kidei there's no diuk. Okay, it could be anyway, but it's not Rashi. It's not a Dikin Rashi. It's just a Vart. But if it's the Gersa Biyad, then it's not Mr. Taz's Vart. This is it. This is the point. Yatvin is Yatvin Biyad. But you see, we have to be master this a little bit better. I'll tell you why. I mean, first, what would that mean? Yatvin is only your Yatvin. So first of all, I'm going to ask you a simple question. If you go with this Taz, okay, so it might help us on Mapolas, right? So why is Mapolas not a Daraisa about Yeroi, about Yimatse? Rashi said, it's not Nira, and it's not Bayatim, and Rashi doesn't even bother telling you why it's not Bayatim. Yatim is only Yatim Biyat. But what in the Gemara is compared to Mapolas? In obvious connection. What case? Osa Besa Otsa. No Ebosai. Osa Besa Otsa, you're covering the Chavetz. So what happened to Bayatim over there? So how could it be just an issue of lochatchil ozel v'yur? I mean, it's bayatmin. So it's kodim shloshim yom. So what? You're not going to be back over Pesach. But you are matmin. You covered your chametz. So all we did was we solved the bayatmin for Rashi in the case of Mapolas of the Mishnah. But the case of Otsa, which is analogous to Mapolas, and we're saying only within Shloshim, Gatchilo Zel Biura. But the Kodim Shloshim, fine. How could it be fine? Went to Bayad. And here it is Biyad. It is Biyad. No? Yeah?
This
is where I'm going. Very good, very good. So this is exactly the clue. Then we must be a little bit better. Everyone's going to say the same thing, yeah? I'm guessing. What is the part of the Taz? This is it. What does it mean? Yatmin is only Yatmin Biyad. Yatmin, here my poem is full by itself. So here it didn't fall by itself, you did it. It's not just about whether you did it. What is Yatmin? What is the word of Yatmin? We'll try to give it to what you're, let's start with saying what Barak Noam is saying. Here, you're not looking to bury the chametz. You are looking to do what? To create an otzer. So if I just said it like that, I think you could be fine, you can sleep tonight. And I think that's how it's in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's how he says it. I just want to give it a little more of a shmach, but I found it in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's the Balatanya, right? The Alter Rebbe, in Shulchan Aruch Taf Lamed Gimel, he has what's called Kuntres Acharon. In most editions, they have it on the bottom of the page. Kuntres Acharon Taf Lamed Gimel, in Ostes, he quotes this Taz, Midivri Taz, that you see in the according to the Taz that it's only a quarter by Yatmin if you are being Matmin, not if the Mapolas fell by itself. But Sarach Loma Lidvarov, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, according to the Taz, you have to say, the Otsar Eino Nikra Matmin Biyadayim. Otsar is not called Matmin Biyadayim. Why? Kevin Shin Kavanaso Elo Letzor HaPeros. V'lo lahatmin hachametz tachtav. Here it is. This mamish your word. Your intention is not letzor haperos. Your intention is letzor haperos, not lahatmin hachametz. Baal Yat means you are burying the chametz. You're taking the chametz, but here you're putting it. You're putting the tefillah on top of the chametz. What's the vort exactly? Yeah. So I tell you what I think. Yeah, good. So let's be Magdim, okay? First of all, we're right away, before anything else, we have to recognize, I think, that this, the pshad here of Baal Yatmin, is not like the Ran said on Hamid Beis, that the Isser that's learned from Baal Yimatse and Baal Yatmin is Megala on Baal Yiroi, that's Lav Dafka. It's Owen Halach. Which means basically that Chametz can be Begaloi, it can be not Begaloi, it's all the same. Here we're saying that there's a Hagdara to Baal Yatmin, only when you do it. If the Baal Yatmin is Megala and Baal Yiroi, that you don't need Yiroi, then it has nothing to do with how you made it buried. The chametz is in your possession, whether it's visible or not visible. However much you see it, don't see it, it's all one halacha. So the first thing is alabeis, is to recognize that we're talking about two different tracks. There's bayiraya, for whatever that is. And now we have a new halacha called bayatmin with its own parameters. So to the extent that we said from Masha, from the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs and the Kesef Mishnah, that of the case of bayatmin, you wouldn't violate necessarily bayiraya. It's only by your matzah. But bottom line, maybe at the end, I'm not saying you could end up saying it's both, but it's still a different track. It's easier to say it's a separate alav and it's not even the other alav. But what does that mean? That means that the Torah forbade a person to, let's use the word, be mashe chametz, to hold on to chametz in two different ways. You're holding on to the chametz. You are violating the issur of the Torah by holding on to chametz in a manner of iraya, chametz that you have visible. You're holding on to chametz that's begalui. That's one issur within owning chametz. There's another issur of being mashe chametz. I say owning mashe, holding chametz, holding on to chametz, and that is in a manner of being matmin the chametz. That means that the fact that you stored the chametz, so your action of storing the chametz, so you're holding the chametz in a manner of hatman. It's not the positioning of the chametz that's the issue. The issur is defined in terms of the gavra. The chametz is by you with a manner of you being mat. That's how. Yes, your relationship to the chametz. You have the chametz in a manner of you bury the chametz, and that's why the Taz says that it has to be only when you are matmin the chametz, not if I'm a Polish falls on it, because that doesn't relate to you being mash the chametz in a manner of tamar. So now we take it a step further. It's not just in the case of it fell by itself. If I am not matmin the chametz, I'm making an oitzah. I'm being tzvuah. The chametz meal got covered. But then the chametz existence under the grain, under the tvua, is not pshat that I'm holding on to the chametz in a manner being that I'm storing my chametz. It's not what I was doing. It's not what I was intending. It's not what I did. It's not just about the maisa. Was there a maisa involved? Did it happen by itself that the chametz became tamun, or did I do something that made the chametz tamun? It's what is the relationship now of how you can say I am being mashed a chametz? I can be mashed a chametz in one way, and that's through bayirah, in a chametz that's visible. I have chametz by me that is there, visible. That's one manner of being mashed a chametz. And then there's the other way, and that is I'm holding onto chametz because I was matmin chametz. Different. So therefore, the issue is not just about what it felt by itself or didn't, it's how it's viewed as if I am holding on to chametz. And that's why we can see that playing out for Otzer as well. Again, the others shown him who asked him about Yatman, they didn't see this distinction. Maybe they went out there a Haran, that the Bal Yatman becomes a Giloy and Bal Yirah. I mean, the word itself is not so far, and even for the Ran, Lamasha, why did the Torah say Mapoles, according to the Ran, is not an issue at Bayirah Yimatzik, Zeres HaKasim. Why is that? Because the Torah standards are that if it's mamish difficult to get out the chametz, so maybe the Torah only asks it when you are mekayim the chametz, when there's something you could do that's easy to do and you're not doing it, that's called your relationship to the chametz. You're being mashed to the chametz in a manner that you just as well could have got rid of it. But if the chametz just, you know, it's very hard to get to. So it's not just stomach zero sakasim. Okay, the chametz is hard to get to. So it makes you're not clearing house of the chametz is not as much of a red flag, so to speak, for the Torah that I am being mekayim the chametz. The issue of chametz is not just about where it is and what it is. It's about you and the relationship to the chametz. You see that throughout the sugyas that we've done by achrayis, kabbalas achrayis with shulchav and shulnachri. You see that the issues of chametz is not just about the mitzias of the chametz. It's what the Torah expects of you and how are you relating to the chametz. Do you want the chametz to exist, you not want the chametz to exist, bittel, belev, all these inyanim obviously point to a larger concept. Once you understand that that's really true in general, it's not so hard to understand within Rashi that we're saying right now, even if you don't accept it, other Rishonim don't accept it, but the idea is valid. In other words, that there's being Masha Chametz in one way, that's through Yiroya, there's being Masha Chametz in another way, through being Matmin, and that has to do with the fact that you were Matmin the Chametz, and therefore what continues to exist after the fact is you are holding it in a manner that's defined a certain way by how it came about and why it came about that the Chametz is buried. It's not just the Chametz being there under rubble, it's that its existence under rubble is indicative of how you're holding on to it. And how you're holding on to it is defined by how that reality came about and what you were thinking when it came about. And I think if you, maybe, this is going to be a big challenge for us, but maybe, begin to think about for tomorrow. We're going to see two Mahalchim and Rashi back in the beginning of this sugya with Yotzi Bishayara. But it could be, at least within the Masha, working from there, maybe there's room to think that even the case of a person who is Yotzei B'Shayara, maybe we can get around this issue also from a similar way. Actually, that there's a no doraisa to speak of until you get back and you see the Chametz. We'll have to see how we could perhaps try to extrapolate even beyond where we went now, even to the first case. But for that, we have to see two separate Mahalchim, Rashi, and the Mashal for the beginning of the sugya. Okay, good.